The sound of something crawling on top of one of the containers made Delgado look up.
I guess it's time, Melko said.
He handed over his plain handgun.
You'll need the extra firepower.
Thanks.
Hey,
Mijo.
See you on the other side.
In three, and held out three fingers. Three, two. On one, Melko leapt forward and threaded his way through the maze of containers that stood between him and the airlock. Delgado quickly followed. The jackal on the top of the container ran forward, focused on Melko. It looked down, spotted Delgado aiming up at it, and raised its curved firearm to shoot. Too late. Delgado pulled the trigger three times, and the large bird-like alien screeched as the shots hit home. Purple blood made a faint cloud in the air, and as the jackal fell forward, an oval energy shield flickered on from a bracelet strapped to its right hand. Delgado had made it across a corridor to a gap in the containers. The other two jackals would turn the corner any second. He dropped the empty magazine out of his handgun one-handed, keeping Melko's handgun aimed forward. He slid another magazine out of his pocket awkwardly, with the fingers that still held Señora Seis, wiggling the tip in until it clipped, and then shoving it home against his chest. He kept both up, aimed and ready, and as the jackals turned the corner, he let off a withering burst of shots. The alien slid to a stop and ducked back behind the container, but not before firing back. Metal splashed around Delgado, searing his ribs. But as he clutched at burned skin with a hand, he heard the thunderclap of explosive decompression from the other side of the containers. Air rustled, and then roared past as it was sucked out into the void past the open airlock Melko used when he'd cleared out. The jackal shot clear of the corner, triple-jointed legs jerking and their oval energy shields flaring as they ran at Delgado. He emptied his magazines uselessly against their violet translucent shields and stood ready with gritted teeth as they lowered them to bring energy pistols to bear on him. A gray blur dropped down from a set of containers stacked four high behind the jackals. Massive boots struck the fused rock floor, leaving large dents in place and tossing up shattered rock. Delgado stared as the massive gray statue with the gold-faced helmet shot the nearest jackal in the torso with a full round of submachine gun fire, point blank. Then it yanked the butt of the gun up hard into the other jackal's long, jagged-toothed jaw as it turned to face the sudden threat. The jackal flew back, purple blood slinging up in a long arc above it in the air. The limp body of the alien landed at Delgado's feet with a crunch, then slid past him, slamming into the container at his back as the jackal's blood rained to the ground. A long trail of slick purple wetness pointed back toward the tall, armored soldier that stood where the jackal had been. The armor plating, chipped, scarred, and dull with wear, shifted as it removed its helmet. It was a woman. She ran a gray gauntleted hand over her tightly tied back hair, surveying her handiwork.
Now that I've done you a favor, she said in a Slavic accented voice, I don't suppose you could return it and tell me where your friend is headed in that little spaceship of yours.
Delgado felt something sticky and wet spreading down his side and patted at it. His fingers came up red with his own blood. He shook his head and staggered, then slumped to the ground. Señora Seis and Melko's guns skittered away from him as he let go of them.
Damn!
The woman thudded her way over and crouched by him. She unfolded a small med kit and pulled out a can of biofoam and some field dressings. She had very blue eyes for such an efficient killer, Delgado thought.
What the hell are you?
He asked, as she ripped his shirt open to spray the foam. It stung as it sealed the wound.
A Spartan.
She wrapped tape around his torso to hold the bandage on.
I've heard rumors about Spartans out here, but figured if you really existed, you'd be all off in the inner colonies now, fighting the Covenant for the UNSC. What are you doing out here, behind enemy lines?
Satisfied with her emergency medical work, the Spartan leaned back.
Some of us get more bizarre assignments.
There were always rumors that Spartan soldiers were around, sneaking about and causing trouble. But then, people also blamed gremlins in the equipment for causing random, unexplained trouble. One didn't believe it. Spartans were like boogeymen to the insurrectionists.
You're after the navigation data too, huh?
Delgado realized, wondering if the navigation data was the whole reason they were here, or if they somehow had gotten abandoned in the rubble. The massive Spartan smiled.
If the jackals get their claws on that chip, everyone will suffer.
She leaned forward and placed a small pin into his open hand. The gauntlet was surprisingly careful and precise as she folded his hand into a fist, the device inside it.
If you ever want to hand it over, just trigger this beacon. We'll come calling.
We'll certainly protect it better than you're doing right now. Delgado shook his head. He didn't trust the Kig-Yar, but the UNSC was far from loved out here, too. She sighed.
A shame.
She scooted back and picked up Senora Seis and tilted it in her hands to examine it. Delgado held his hand up, and she gave it back to him.
Nice piece.
My uncle spent 3 weeks on it.
Delgado gasped. His side still hurt.
He's talented.
He was.
The Spartan cocked her head, listening to her earpiece.
Your backup has arrived.
Wait!
Delgado tried to stand, but gave that up the moment he shifted and felt the pain rush up through him.
Who are you?
The Spartan stood looming over him.
My name is Adriana, Spartan 111.
Ignacio Delgado.
Delgado held up his hand again.
Thank you.
Adriana shook his offered hand carefully.
You're welcome, Mr. Delgado. Just remember this. I was not here, and I certainly did not help you. There are no Spartans going bump in the night. Understand?
Ignacio didn't, really. He was feeling quite dizzy. But he nodded anyway. It seemed prudent, sitting on the floor in front of this Titan in her suit of armor. Very prudent.
Well then, Mr. Delgado.
Adriana let go of his hand and pulled her helmet back on. The voice that came out from the helmet sounded powerful and amplified.
Goodbye.
She leapt up onto the nearest container, then thudded off, leaving Delgado to wait for his rescuers.